Proclamation number 8741 of 1st of February, 1964. Spreading the truth. My will is the spreading of truth. Therefore do not be afraid to carry it out into the world, because only truth is the only salvation for men who want to let themselves be saved, who have not yet become a slave to my opponent and therefore remain in the line in error. And when I give you the assignment to spread the truth, then I will also truly see to it that you yourselves come into possession of the truth. I will convey it to you myself so that you can stand up for spiritual knowledge with complete certainty, which no external person can convey to you in such purity unless he has received it from me directly and passes it on without any change. And believe it, you humans, that you do not live in truth as long as you receive spiritual knowledge which did not originate from me. But the people who impart this spiritual material to you claim to possess the truth, and that is why it is difficult to convince them of the opposite and to make them inwardly free of it. But look at the conduct of mankind, see the spiritual low and see the misery, which oppresses men everywhere, and such a confused and sinful state could never be among mankind, if it walked in truth. But the adversary has spread deepest darkness, and in this darkness mankind goes along and can never reach the aim, which it is to reach in earth life. But men also do nothing to come out of this darkness. They desire no light, otherwise it would shine for them, because I comply with every such desire. And there are only a few who, desiring the pure truth, have approached me myself for it and whom I now also entrust with the task of carrying out the truth, whose origin I myself am as the eternal truth, and to bring it to all those who do not feel well in darkness and desire a light. Listen to them, if they also want to bring you this delicious gift from me. Listen and examine. For I do not demand that you accept something untested, but ask me myself first that I may enlighten your spirit. For believe me, with your intellect alone you are unable to carry out an examination, no matter how sharply it is developed. But what I myself convey to you should not go unheeded, for no one can offer you anything more valuable than my word, which is directly conveyed to earth by me through the working of the Spirit. And this word of mine will give you truthful information about everything, and you will also soon be able to differentiate with goodwill and be able to separate truth from error. Therefore I only demand your goodwill, which must be fully consciously turned towards me myself, as your God and Creator, which then will also earnestly strive for truth and can now also receive it. For the first condition to attain truth is that you also earnestly desire it. But you will not be able to deny that the Prince of Darkness currently leads the reign, and I justify this to you with the fact that you humans yourselves grant him the right, for you unquestioningly accept everything that is presented to you as truth and thereby darken your spirit yourselves, and you follow those who demand that you unconditionally believe the teaching material offered to you, and don't realize that this in itself is a ruse by Satan to forbid you humans to take a stand on the spiritual knowledge, and thereby place yourselves entirely into his hands, for now error and lies will be even more favored, and you yourselves will be the victims. You will be kept spiritually blind, where I would like to constantly supply you with light but require your free will to also accept the light for this purpose. In what spiritual blindness you yourselves go there, And in what spiritual darkness you also keep those who trust you and accept spiritual good from you. But as long as you yourselves do not possess truth, you are no good teachers of your fellow men. But at any time pure truth is at your disposal, because I myself am truth, I myself am the light from eternity. You are all my creations, having emerged from my infinite love, and this love constantly wants to make you happy. Therefore it will also always want to put you into a state of light. But you yourselves have to request and receive this light from me of your own free will. And truly, then your earthly way will not be in vain. You will lead a way of life according to my will, because in the light also the way is recorded for you, which leads back to me, your God and Father from eternity. Amen.